What's up, guys? It's Tom, and this is my AMA answer session part two. As I stated in the first one, I did start a podcast with Marithwin and Eli. Please check out the link in the body of this post. It is on GWA Backstage. Episode 2 drops this weekend. I also did a weird thing where I dropped an audio in the middle of the week. It is essentially Memory Games Part 3. So if you missed that, please go check that out. The link is in the body. It's probably my favorite audio of all time currently. So check that out. Leave me a comment. Thank you. Okay, let's get straight to the questions. Marvel or DC fan? I don't read a lot of DC. Aside from Batman, the other heroes are a little too godly to me. They're a little too, and I've always been an X-Men fan, so I'm not really a Marvel fan either, but I love the X-Men because I love what they represent. I love the Vertigo, lineup. The Sandman by Neil Gaiman is really good. I'm currently really into Saga. That's a really good read. Do you watch anime? I will. I watched, the last thing I watched was Shield Hero. I have no idea why, but I watched that. My Hero Academia was, I think I watched afterward. I used to watch a lot of Saturday anime on Sci-Fi, where they would play like Rosen Z, Vampire Hunter D, Battle Angel, Venus Wars. I think they played the Tenchi Muyo movie once. I'll watch anime. Is there a fictional character you would want to meet in real life? Yes. Michael Vaughn from Alias. Because I am not ashamed of how obsessed I am. What is your favorite part of making audios? The catharsis, making my audios is the act of making is why I do this. And so I think for me, getting things out of my system is very important to my mental health. And I think that is my favorite part of making audios. If you were a superhero, what would your name be? Peeping Tom. With X-ray vision. What is your favorite comfort movie or TV show? I watch Lost annually. Every year I will watch all 6 seasons. I love that show. I cry on the last season. Like every single episode I'm crying. It's just an amazing piece of work. Is there an audio of yours you wish you could change? No. However, I do want to remaster some of them and maybe re-record some, but I wouldn't like change them to give them like a different story or anything. If you could pick one of your audios to put in a museum, which one would it be? It would either be Summer Love Under the Willow, which I just released, or Why Are You Trying to Ruin My Life? What's your favorite dessert? Cake. What inspired you to do spicy audios? I think I already answered this, but another reason I like to do this is because I like to push the boundaries of like what I like to do, see how and like push my comfort level in terms of the things that I do in the audio and the types of people that I do in the audio. What do you do for work? This is what I do full time. Do you do your own sound design? Yes. Was it self-taught? Yes. Did you study it in school? Yes. All of the above. Where do you get your sound effects? I subscribe to sound effects libraries. So I have a subscription for creators because I'm a filmmaker. I already had existing subscriptions to those libraries. I also will make my own because some of the sounds required for these audios are not available on a library. Do you play any video games? I answered that one. Have you ever thought about becoming a professional voice actor? Yeah, I've thought about it. I almost did it once. A lot of my friends moved to LA. We were all voice actors in the early aughts. But I decided to go into film instead. They went on to do really good things. I know that a lot of them were in the Sailor Moon Crystal dub. Some of them are doing... I think one of them was in like Kill la Kill. They do a lot of video games now. Would I ever want to do it? Yes, but it's not something I'm actively pursuing. I don't think my voice is good enough for it. And I don't think I have enough control over my voice to really truly be a good voice actor. What's something on your bucket list when it comes to making audios? Everything. I want to do everything. I don't think there's a bucket list because that would assume that my desire to create is limited, and it's not. I kind of want to do everything. Your favorite audio? Young Love. I'm sorry, Summer Love Under the Willow is my absolute favorite right now. Please do a M4M Dom audio. Okay. Do you have somewhere we can ask for suggestions? Yes, I have a resources page now, and there is a link for suggestions there. So please go check out resources post that I put up. Do you prefer making M4M or M4F? I enjoy M4F more because I feel like I can do more with it. M4M, sometimes it's hard to do M4M with a good story that isn't just like, it couldn't just have been like appropriated from an M4F. And I don't like doing that. If I'm going to do an M4M, I want it to be a situation that the male listeners are going to relate to. Or a fantasy that they're going to relate to. And it's really hard for me to know what those fantasies are. So suggestions are really going to be important where that's concerned. So currently I enjoy M4F. But sometimes I will have the urge to just lay out an M4M. What does it take for me to be able to tie you up myself? I don't know. You're gonna have to spit some really good lines at me. Flash a really good smile. And make me feel special. You gotta make me feel pretty. Do you enjoy Broadway musicals? I'm not really a Broadway person. My favorite is probably Into the Woods. Is there a funny story that's happened in your life recently you've been willing to tell? No, because of quarantine. Do you practice any of the fine arts? Drawing, painting? Yes. Singing? No. Cannot sing. Graphic/sound design? Yes. Yeah, I do a lot of all of that stuff, yeah. Favorite hands-on game, whether it be board game or card game? My favorite game right now is... what is that game called? I've been playing Gloomhaven. That's really fun. My favorite game is Tapestry right now. Let's see. Pandemic is really good. The board game. Mysterium is a fun game. I really like The Resistance. Those are all really good games. Oh, and Bloodbound. Another really good game. Do you like warmer weather or cooler weather? Or do you have a favorite season? I like spring and fall. I like it when the cold is kind of giving way to the warmth, and I like it when the heat is giving way to the cool. So I like those transitional periods because they're my favorite times to run. Like, I love to run right now. Because it's hot, but it's like there's a cool breeze and it's just amazing. I love it. I guess since I have tattoos on mind right now, I'll ask if you have any or want any. I do want more tattoos. I have one tattoo. It's of a shrike, and it's like it's got its wings spread and it's flying. It's on my back. It's on my shoulder, and I do want to extend that into a flock of birds that kind of concentrate into like tree branches that run down my arm, and I want to get a half sleeve. But I've been saying that for like 10 years. I just never had the time or money to do it. But yeah, I do have a tattoo and I do want more. What is a kink that you have and have been keeping out of audio's face fucking? I love it. I want to fuck your face right now. Is there a certain word or phrase that can turn you on like a switch? Fuck me? Like if you look me in the eye and say fuck me, especially if you say my name, I will go nuts. I'll go nuts. Okay, next question. Do you remember the first audio you stumbled upon that piqued your interest in doing this? It was one of Todd's. I don't even remember which one it was. I think it was the one where he was like a jock, and he was like seducing this like nerdy girl who was tutoring him, and I was like, this is hot. So I think that was the one where I was like, this is really good, and that's when I really first saw this medium as a like a legitimate platform of entertainment. What is your favorite flower? I don't really have one. Okay, so first of all, I love plants. I have so many plants. My house looks like a jungle. I read somewhere that you should have, what was it? You should have like a plant per 100 square feet. And so to me, that meant putting 10 plants on each floor of my house at the minimum. So I have a lot of plants. I have a lot of plants at my office. My favorite flower, though, I like orchids. I also like baby's breath, and I like oriental lilies. What is your favorite instrument? My favorite musical instrument is a theremin. There's nothing else like it. It's really cool. Theremin, hands down. Is there a subject you're super into, but most people wouldn't think you're interested in? So I was humanities and philosophy major before I changed. And I've still been very interested in that, but I changed to anthropology, and I'm still very interested in that because I love the study of people and where we came from. But then I changed that major to physics. I was a physics major. Specifically, I wanted to study astrophysics, and that took a backseat. I kind of had a complicated time in my early 20s, and I had to put it on hold. When I came back to school, I went for art, which is what I knew innately. So it wasn't something that too cerebral that I had to figure out. Still interested in those other subjects. I just don't dabble in them very much. If I could go anywhere in the world, I would probably go to Rome and then backpack my way through Europe. That would be my ideal place. My favorite color is purple. I would eat salmon or pasta. One of those two. If I could only eat one dish for the rest of my life. Outside of erotic audios, my favorite type of media to consume is probably music. I have music playing right now in my ears. I have music playing on the speaker. Anytime there's company, when I am browsing Reddit or editing audios, I'm listening to music. Second to that would probably be television. I love serial dramas, so I am a binger. My favorite type of plant, I like philodendron and pothos. I like the kind of viney plants. I love jasmine. Jasmine's a really good plant. And white bird of paradise. Just an amazing plant, super resilient. Peace lilies are also really, really nice. Very dramatic though. Like if you forget to water them, they will just like fall down like they're dead. But all you gotta do is water them again, put them in the sun, they perk right back up. This is the most dramatic plant I've ever owned. If you could learn one skill with the snap of a finger, without having to spend years to perfect it, dance. Definitely dance. I am a yogi. And I have a lot of body awareness, but I have no like concept of like proprioception or how to move my body in any sort of like choreographed fashion other than like a fixed sequence of asana. So but dancers are super strong and super disciplined, and I wish that I could dance. I really like the friendship and interactions between you, Eli, and Cal. How did you become such great friends? The bromance between the three is just immaculate. Well, first of all, I have no idea if Eli and Cal know each other. I know Eli and I know Cal, but I know them separately. So I know that in my audio, sometimes it seems like the three of us are friends together, but that's not the case. I met Cal through professional curiosity. I really enjoyed his audios and his sound design. I started commenting on his stuff. He started commenting back. He shouted me in one of his audios. I shouted him back. Somehow we got connected on Discord, and we have a very good professional friendship. I respect him very much, and he's always got my back. Eli, I met, somebody connected us on Discord, I think the goal was to do a collaboration, and so we ended up doing an MM4A collaboration, that was mostly pretty much improv, and, so the day that I met Eli, we started talking about the improv, and then we spoke every day after that until we recorded the improv, and we just never stopped talking. So Eli's like one of my best boys ever, and I love him. And so yeah, that's how I know those two. Eli's probably my best friend. Cal is just a really good professional friend. Don't know if they know each other. I am the common link there. So that's how we all met. Have you ever thought about doing sleep audios or something similar to that? I'm not sure what a sleep audio is. Is that like ASMR? Yes. It's not at the front of my priority list though. I have thought about doing like pillow talk, if that's what you mean. So I just, again, has not been at the top of my list. But yeah, I've tried. What are your favorite songs / bands? I don't have any. I listen to too many people. I listen to a lot of indie music, and which, you know, will vary in genre, but I have playlists that are like 60 hours long. What you hear in my audios is just kind of like one side of what I listen to, but I will listen to pretty much almost anything except for like country pop. I don't like modern country. It's but I will listen to like classic country. Do you have any advice on how to open up more? How to feel more confident instead of an anxious mess all the time? So I struggle a lot with panic, anxiety, depression. I get really, really dark thoughts sometimes. I struggled with it for a very, very long time until I decided not decided, but I figured out a way to think about them in a different fashion. I stopped thinking about them as things that I had to, you know, it's easy to think of these things as things that you need to overcome, things to vanquish, things that are like adversarial, but they're just part of you. And every time you feel something, there's always going to be like a reaction, and then there's going to be like underlying feelings. So like foundational emotions under those reactionary emotions. I feel like anxiety is one of those things. If you're anxious, I feel like it's your body telling you it's a mechanism. You're anxious because you feel scared about something, and that could be one thing, it could be three things, it could be the entire world. But I think the best thing to do is to get lots of sleep, drink lots of water, and start meditating. Really kind of ask yourself, okay, I'm anxious and this is just a part of me and that's okay. But what purpose does the anxiety serve? So like, why are you anxious? Like, really ask yourself. It's very rarely that you're just anxious. Ask yourself, like, what are you anxious about? Even if it's something ridiculous, you're afraid to go outside, you're afraid to talk to people. Well, then why? Keep investigating, keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. That's really the only way to, I think, unpack what's going on inside of yourself, is to explore it. So I'm not a therapist, so I can't really give you any sound advice in any, you know, official capacity, but that is what I do. Okay. What do you regret not doing enough of in your younger years? Or what do you regret doing too much of? I'm exactly where I want to be. I don't think I regret anything. Of course, there are things that I wish never would have happened to me. Or maybe I would have made a different decision, but nothing that I have done has been so horrible that I wouldn't do it again if I had to consciously retrace my steps to get where I am right now. I'm surrounded by exactly who I want to be surrounded by, and I am exactly in the place where I want to be. What small superpower would you want? Mine would be getting the fitted bedsheet always on the correct way the first try. my small superpower would be that the wash, so like the dry laundry, would fold and put themselves away. That would be my superpower. I hate doing that. What did you want to be when you were younger and why? I've been an artist since I was young, and I feel like kids dream about what they want to be because when they're kids, they think that you know, adulthood is so far away. There's not even like, it's so unfathomable that one day you're going to be a grown up and you'll have a job or a career or something. But I've been an artist since before I was illustrating before I could write. And that just kept escalating. I was filmmaking before I was in high school. I was recording things. I was playing around with sound. I've always just kind of been an interdisciplinary artist, and I think that's why I never really thought about that question, was because I was exactly who I wanted to be from a very young age. What are some of your favorite shows or movies? Alias, Lost, Fringe, The Magicians, Lucifer, The Exorcist, House. Those are my favorite TV shows. My favorite movie is Children of Men. I also really love Batman Returns. Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman is everything. I love Beetlejuice. Young, what was I gonna say? Heathers, The Craft, the very first Nightmare on Elm Street. Those are all really good. I really liked Lucy. That was a good movie. And the John Wick movies. What is your favorite season? What's something you've always wanted to do but haven't gotten the chance yet? I don't know. I've never, okay, so this is really personal, but like, I've never been fucked before. Like, me been fucked. And I'm kind of curious. So I don't know how that's gonna happen, but yeah, I kind of want to do that. I want to know what that feels like. Do you have a song that can always make you emotional? Yeah, there's a lot of them. And they usually have significance in my life. So, I Don't Know You Yet, Alexander 23, Circles from Monsters and Men. Stuck in Gravity, also of Monsters and Men. Two Trees by Edgar. Teardrop from Massive Attack. All the time. Higher from The Naked and Famous. Boy in Space. Oh my god. 7-Up and Drown. And then Patrick Droney, who's really amazing. The Wire. And then Vita and the Wolf has a track called Mary, and that's really good. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? Are you talking about my tattoo? I used to have piercings. I used to have piercings everywhere. My nipple was pierced. My lip was pierced. My tongue was pierced. My ears were pierced. My eyebrow was pierced. I was a little rebel when I was a teenager. Favorite place you traveled to? My favorite place is Curacao. I think that is my favorite island to go to. Favorite place to eat and your go-to order? We don't eat out a lot here. My guilty pleasure is a triple cheeseburger from McDonald's with a McFlurry. Oreo. What's your favorite type of pasta? I have a recipe for like a really light penne pasta tossed in creme fraiche and lemon juice with smoked salmon and tarragon, and it is amazing. That's my favorite. What song would you believe is your theme song? Fuck. What is my theme song? Hold on. I have to look at Spotify right now. I have to look at what I'm doing. wait, that's not Spotify. I don't think I have one. I think the really like broody ones, like We Own the Sky from M83 is a really broody one. Let's see. Where, oh my god, where's this song? I hate it when I like look for a song on a playlist and then I realize that. Oh, Emmett Fenn has a song called Blinded. And that really, I think I could hear those songs playing for me. What's your favorite musical artist? I can't answer that, I don't have one. Dream career? I'm already doing it. Being self-employed is my dream career. No matter what it is that I'm doing. Sometimes I make money and sometimes I don't. But right now it's good. What book or source of media did you love to escape to when you were a kid? When I was a kid, I played outside and I got into all sorts of trouble. So not really a lot of media. What's something you've always wanted to do as a child and still want to do? Nothing. I kind of answered that one. I've always just kind of done what I wanted to do. There hasn't really ever been anything that, I mean, I knew that I wanted a girlfriend. Like I wanted to like kiss and I wanted all those like really simple things that I've already done those. What have you discovered about yourself this year? That I'm stronger than I thought I was. I think I learned that I am a fragile person, but that fragility doesn't necessarily mean weakness. So just because I'm fragile doesn't mean I'm weak. Just because I cry doesn't mean that I am vulnerable, and just because I'm vulnerable doesn't make me weak. So you can, I learned that I can feel all of those things and still be a strong person. If you could switch accents with anyone from around the world, what would you choose? South African. I don't know why, just that's what I would go to. What is your go-to food snack when you need something? Fruit. What sexual slash kinky thing did you not think you'd be into, but it turns out you are now? Slapping. I never thought I, like, it's never even fucking crossed my mind, but it slapped me fucking hard and, like, make me hitch my breath, and I will go nuts, in a good way. do you have any scars? I have a scar on my eyebrow. I've got, like, a Balthazar Getty-style, like, gash across my left eyebrow because of my piercing from a long time ago. It migrated out and left a scar there. So I've always just kind of had a scar in my eyebrow. Does it bother you if some of your viewers don't receive an audio the way you intended? For example, if you worked really hard on a piece to explore a specific social issue, but it ended up just flying over your listeners' heads, is that bothersome or insulting to you? It is a little bothersome. Only in a superficial sense, though. If I really kind of dig deep, it doesn't bother me that much because my work is there for me, and then when I share it, you guys take from it what you will. Is it insulting? Absolutely not. Why are you trying to ruin my life? Is a really, really, really brutal, brutal audio that I did. So if you want to hear me bound and, like, totally submissive and, like, just scared shitless, and that piece was about an assault that I was just parsing through that happened a long time ago, and I had to do it. I had to do it to get it out of my system, and it's out of my system now, and I wrote a lengthy artist statement, and even though some people read it and got it, other people, I don't think, read it, and they were just kind of like, that's hot. And at first I'm like, that's all you have to say. But you know what? I welcome, if that is their interpretation, then I welcome it. Where do you draw inspiration from to act out the roles you play? Life. Will you continue to make content for Reddit? Yes. Even as your requests for private commissions increase? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. I will always service this community for as long as I am doing this. Even after I make a Patreon, even after I make a YouTube, I will still service YouTube, Reddit. Content on Reddit will not change. There's things that I will post on Reddit that I won't post on YouTube or Patreon or any other platform. So nothing will change. I don't really have an embarrassing sex story. I feel like there hasn't really been anything that has happened that has been like, I know my friend told me an embarrassing one once, like, so he was sleeping with another man, and the guy was like super big and like fucked him so hard that he thought he was gonna shit himself, and the guy fell asleep after he came, and my friend was running to the bathroom and just like was just like dripping like literally like pieces of poop like all over the place. And when he told me this story, I was like, no, you didn't. Because like I can't handle poop, like no. And it's just hot, like I know I'm curious about that stuff, but like I don't ever want to be wrecked like that. So yeah, if I haven't completely like grossed everybody out, let's continue. Let's see, what kind of food and drink would you bring on an ideal picnic? Watermelon, Dubliner cheese. Maybe a loaf of French, crusty French bread. Some chicken salad, and some iced tea. What do you prefer writing with usually? A pen. I always prefer pen. What color ink? Black. Standard black. What kind of shoes do you like to wear? I like to wear sneakers. I run a lot and I walk a lot. My favorite shoes though are my blue suede shoes that are so torn up. I've taken them to the cobbler twice. And I can't wear them anymore because, like, unless it's a special occasion, because I'll poke a toe through or something. So, what is the question you wish you got asked more? I don't think I really desire questions. I welcome them. I don't think I've ever thought about it like that. Tom, it's my turn to pick the movie for mine and my friend's monthly movie night, and they always hate my choices, so I'm leaving it to you. We've narrowed down the genre to thriller or horror. Any recommendations? It Follows, if you haven't seen it, is a crazy movie. The Neon Demon is a really kind of art house thriller. If you want bigger movies, what was the name of that movie? A Quiet Place. Really good. Really good movie. Thriller or horror? If you want kind of like tongue-in-cheek horror, Your Next is really good. It's like the girl fights back. It's like Home Alone for adults. So really good. If you haven't seen it, Cabin in the Woods, also really good, very meta. I think you would enjoy that if you like movies. What is your favorite kind of fantasy to record? Like more supernatural, based in reality, playing character, etc. So there's two types of characters that I play. I play essentially a version of myself, just like me talking to you right now, right? You guys have heard that one before. And then I play my characters. I think any of those are fun to play. Anytime I get to step outside of myself and become someone else, I really enjoy those. So I think those are my favorites. Also, I think we have finished answering all of the questions. So thank you everybody for submitting all of those. I hope I answered everything to your satisfaction. Yeah, you made this really great. I did put up a resources page. It's got a lot of links on it. You'll notice that there is a YouTube and a Patreon placeholder there. I do not have them ready yet, but I will be doing Safe for Work YouTube stories. And then on Patreon, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. So it's kind of just going to be like a take it as it is Patreon, I think, where I post things that just don't belong anywhere else, or like exclusive improvs and audios for you guys. But yeah, so look for those soon. Please go listen to the podcast, episode 1 of the Fapcast. It is on Spotify. You can also find it on Gone Wild Backstage, and listen on Soundgasm. Episode 2 drops this week. Please go listen to Summer Love Under the Willow. It is my baby, and you guys are my babies. And I love you. So thank you. You made this AMA really, really special. And Jesus, there's a lot of you following now. So I hope you enjoyed. This is my ramble for the week. Please comment below with the time of day and the days of the week that you are most likely to listen to an audio. That would really help me so that I know when to post in the future. Other than that, I got nothing else. So everybody, enjoy your weekend. And this is Tom, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.